Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Memory Work Assignments by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, October 7th, 2019. The text is Psalm 111, verses 4 through 5. He, the Lord, has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Do you still do memory work? Some people try to learn and remember favorite verses from Scripture. God wants us to remember his words and works, in fact. As it says, he has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. He inspired the prophets and the apostles to record his mighty deeds. Jesus promised his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 26, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." God's mighty works are certainly worth remembering. And, according to the psalmist, those works full of splendor and majesty reflect God's enduring righteousness. Among those mighty works are the many ways in which the Lord provides food. Manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, for example, Exodus chapter 16. Bread and fish from the hands of the Savior, see Matthew chapter 15. And grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, Psalm 104. Still today, he provides food for those who fear him. Not only our daily bread, but also sacred food of Jesus' body and blood in Holy Communion. It is the food of the covenant, the new covenant in Jesus' blood. Although we may at times forget his mighty works, God remembers. God remembers his covenant forever. The new covenant in Jesus' blood has something to say about knowing and remembering. According to that covenant, God will write his law on the hearts of his people. And as he says through Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 through 34, "They shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest." But the new covenant also has something to say about not remembering, too. According to the terms of his covenant, terms established by our Savior's blood, God says, "I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." This mighty work of God, the remembered covenant through which he does not remember our sin, that's a covenant in which God removes our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. Yet there is something that God remembers about us, as it says in Psalm 103, verse 14, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. We do not always remember what God has done for us or live according to the law written on our hearts, but God looks with compassion on his dusty, forgetful children, and for the sake of Jesus, he does not remember our sins. We rejoice in God's forgiveness. We remember his mighty works, works that, according to the psalmist, are studied by all who delight in them. Psalm 111, verse 2. And so, it's time to get back to that memory work and pray with me. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for the gifts of forgiveness and eternal life that are ours by your grace through faith in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.